Classroom Pledge of the Week, which you can be part of. You can send us your pledge on the air. Actually, you know what? Send it to pledge at jandkevin.com. That'd actually be better. Pledge at jandkevin.com. Yeah. You can just record it on your phone, send it to us. That's what Ms. Cool did. She has the third grade class at Chester Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Crawfish cuts off its own claw just to survive being boiled alive.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All righty, Kevin, let's see what you have that's super-duper exciting today.
Have you been part of a white elephant gift exchange?
Absolutely, yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
You like them, Steve?
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
Do you struggle if you get something that you don't want, like giving it to someone? Wait, how does it work again? Do you give it or do they have to steal it?
They have to steal it, I believe.
Yeah, will you steal it from somebody, Steve, or do you kind of feel, I should just let them have it?
No, I'll steal.
Attaboy. Steal. Okay, let's go. Rules are rules,
so you're playing
man.
It, yeah, to the right extent.
Yeah, and normally with those, the gifts in general aren't the best anyway.
Every once in a while, you'll get one that's like, whoa, that's a white elephant gift. I really want that.
You didn't quite play the game right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, sometimes, yeah. But a lot of times it's like, oh, well, I found this in my house.
Have you ever stolen something that maybe it was a little bit more, you know, beneficial to you and you enjoyed it a little bit more based on who had it and who you stole it from?
No, I'm more in for the gift than for spite.
All right. Yeah.
Although I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'll spite, you know, grab something.
I'll spite.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one that I remember stealing was somebody had a Gonzaga mug you know, like a tumbler.
Ooh.
And I was
And
I was like,
she really wanted it.
And that's nice. For them, but that, they don't deserve it like I do.
Right.
And so
you were there from the beginning. Did you ever do that one? Yeah. I've been there from the beginning. Yeah, I was a fan before they ever started going to the tournament. Give me that thing.
I do feel like, you know, if you went through Gonzaga rosters and all this thing.
Yeah.
I can hang with anybody.
Just do the thing where I'm like, I went to the games when you could walk up and get tickets day of.
Now, this is going to sound really stupid.
No.
White elephant, right? A white elephant gift exchange.
Right.
Yeah.
I always thought it was because of the store we had here called White Elephant.
Same.
Right, Jay? Because that store had everything.
Well, it was a legend.
It seemed like it was built for that. But I'm guessing where Steve grew up, he didn't have a white elephant store.
Correct.
Hmm.
So yeah, what the heck is White Elephant?
Well, the funny thing is I never did a White Elephant gift exchange until I moved here.
Okay.
So I also thought maybe that's what it was.
A local thing.
Yeah.
White Elephant Gifts got their name from an old practice by kings in Asia.
Really?
Where if they were upset with an individual, you don't want a king upset at you because this is what they
do. I feel like
do.
That's bad, yeah.
They would give them a rare albino elephant, aka the white elephant.
Sure.
Which was expensive and impossible to maintain. Like, I guess they were just terrible.
They were needy.
Difficult to maintain, super expensive, but the king would give you one as a gift.
Right?
Ooh. I'm mad at you, but here's a gift.
Yeah.
You get a white elephant.
Interesting.
That is a very
interesting. Yeah, it kind of changes everything. I used to think of that little store, and now which that store is gone, of course.
Yeah, darn it. Also, kind of feels like maybe getting a puppy, where you're like, oh, it's great. And then you realize, it's a ton of work, and going to grow. And I mean, you can go back to what we said earlier about 20 minutes ago. Roller coasters don't poop.
That's so true. So true, Jay. But you know what also is...
It's a good point.
That's why it's better to own an amusement park for those just joining us.
A little different from a puppy, though. Like, a puppy is pretty small and cute.
Sure.
This is an elephant.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave you an elephant. Like, where do
Although,
you put
how
that?
Cool would that look?
Is this like a baby elephant or a full grown?
Either.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you get when you get one.
I guess that's true.
Whatever they had available, probably.
Yeah, there's no small elephant, I guess.
Not eventually.
Yeah.
Unless there's like a pygmy elephant. I don't know if that's a thing.
A who?
Pygmy elephant.
A what?
Mm-hmm.
Pygmy?
Yeah.
Pygmy?
Like, nobody ever did. Mm. Like a pygmy
that's
hippo or
really
a,
mean.
These are facts.
We don't know that for sure. Steve, were you picked last a lot on the playground?
No. What, you don't believe me?
Just seemed like you didn't need to add the if it was a no.
Well,
it maybe sometimes. Depend on the game, right?
Yeah, it depends on the game.
Sure, that's fair.
Like if it's Red Rover, I'm not picking you. If it's Tug of War, I'm not picking you.
Sure, yeah, just size.
Yeah.
What about basketball, Kevin?
Probably not picking it.
Arm wrestling?
I mean, I would say I was at the lower end of basketball just because of my height.
Sure.
But I was good at stealing.
Are you talking about in general or more like baseball, softball?
He is talking about stealing the basketball, Jay, and I can already picture how he plays defense.
Very, very, very low.
Very low, active little hands, just,
slapping at the ball all day.
Oh, man. Steve, we got to get you on a basketball court. I'd love to see you play a little bit.
Well, I haven't played in so long.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
My skills have drastically decreased.
He's in a diminished state of our skills go for basketball, Kevin. Pygmy elephant. You should look it up. I mean, there's pygmy hippos. Cute as a dove. God, they're just cute as the Dickens, guys.
How do you spell that?
Pygmy?
Is exactly what I think it is?
L-P-Y.
P-Y-G.
P-Y-G. M-Y.
Should be pygmy. Pygmy.
Well, I'm looking at a pygmy.
Hippo. Oh, it's cute as the Dickens. Are they not cute as the Dickens?
I mean, hippopotamuses are not the most attractive creatures.
The little ones are cute. Just cute as the Dickens.
The elephants I could get behind.
I wouldn't recommend it, that old pooping thing.
Yeah, does a white elephant have white poop? Probably not. I mean, that's a dumb question. Because I started thinking about it. Like, a gray one doesn't have gray.
How long would it take? In my mind, I was like, how long will it take Kevin to realize that the color of the animal
does not determine.
And you were pretty quick. I mean, it was within 2 seconds.
Quick. Yeah.
You got there pretty quick. Yeah. Pretty quick, because I was thinking, imagine a zebra.
Oh.
Whoa. Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Because first of all, A, you don't bring lunch and haven't for some time, I don't think.
I mean, off and on I do,
I feel like it's much rarer than it used to be.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
And it should be more common because I'm here longer because Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wait, so no listener letter because you did something bad? What'd you do?
Well, we haven't done one for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I forgot about getting one ready for today. Just a bad job on my part. But I am going to get my little behind saved by a special guest.
Okay.
Who is currently at the door. And can you let him in?
You want me to let him in?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Why can't you let him in?
Well, I mean, I guess I could, but that's a lot of steps.
Come in. Yeah, hey.
Who'd that be?
Hi.
Oh.
Hey, everybody, it's Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie the Coyote. Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Fantastic. Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Boy. Steve.
Yeah.
Who did you vote for?
Okay. See, Charlie, we don't ask that of people.
Did
That's
you?
Disrespectful.
Oh.
Yeah,
can I vote to kick him out of the studio?
That hurts my feelings, Steve.
Yeah, Charlie, do you want your music?
Coyotes have feelings, too.
Yeah,
let's hear the song.
He's Charlie the Coyote. He's fluffy and he's-
I love candy.
Yeah, you sure do.
You have a bag of candy.
I know. There's a bag of candy in there. You're welcome.
Can I tell you a story about Charlie?
Well, sure, yourself.
Why do we let Charlie keep on coming in?
Charlie's part of the family. Oh, you know, okay. Sometimes you'll have that.
Why don't you like me?
Thanksgiving dinner.
I like you, Steve.
Sometimes that random uncle shows up and you're still family.
So, at Halloween...
Yes, your favorite holiday, I realize it.
Yeah, I dressed up as a coyote.
Okay, good.
People had no idea.
I would imagine.
And I went around, and I was like, trick or treat! And they were like, oh my God, you're so cute!
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I'm an actual coyote.
Right. And
then they gave me all the candy.
Wow, were they afraid of you when you said you were an actual coyote, or no?
No, they didn't believe me.
Oh, okay, you were just a small child.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so, then they was like, okay, bye.
All right.
Well, I got home, I had all this candy.
Sure.
And when I say home, I mean out in the sagebrush.
Is that where you live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And I was out there, and I started eating the candy, but it was so good.
Uh-huh.
I ate all the candy with the wrappers on them.
Oh, no. That's a bad idea.
I learned a lesson.
Boy, hard lesson there, huh?
Yeah, I had a... had to go to the doctor, and I had a bowel obstruction.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Dr. Doolittle, or what is your doctor's name? Do you know? You probably don't remember. It was urgent care, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was just urgent care.
Yeah.
I had to wait a long time for them to say, oh, you have a bowel obstruction.
Yes, it is a lot sometimes.
And I was like, I don't know what that is.
Boy, why is Charlie the Coyote sharing medical?
Well, you know, he's just...
Hey, Jay.
Yes, Jay.
Jay.
Yes, sir. Yellow.
Who'd you vote for?
Okay, you don't ask
people
that.
Well, I tried to vote.
You try. Well, you're not a... Yeah.
And they were like, you're not a person.
Right.
That's, and I'm like, well...
Was that hurtful?
Seems like you're letting other people vote who shouldn't be voting.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard. Yeah, okay.
Steve.
Here we go.
Well, hey, what's Steve. Going
on? Well, okay.
How are things going?
It's good, Charlie.
Well, it's a good question, Steve. How are things going?
You've been around now for like 1 year.
That's true.
Right? What are your favorite things about Spokane so far?
Not you.
Wow. Why are you mean to me?
Yeah, that's very hurtful. Hurtful.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I mean,
so you don't have anything favorite?
None of your things are favorite, Steve, from Spokane?
None of my things.
Yeah.
No, it's very pretty here. Very beautiful. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of pretty, do you have a girlfriend yet?
Very nice. No, Charlie.
Hmm.
No. Have you gone on dates?
Here and there. Here and there.
That means no.
What?
Here and there seems like a no.
That's not true.
Here and there.
Well, it kind of did.
Here and there.
Oh, do you have a girlfriend? Oh, yeah. She's in Canada. Yeah. She's up in Canada.
Yeah. She visits infrequently. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So no girlfriend, and the city's beautiful. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir, Charlie.
What are some of your favorite things about Spokane?
Oh, I love the people. People are great. It's something I noticed right off the bat when I moved here. That people were very nice. Very nice. I love the terrain. I love the beauty of it. I will agree with Steve on that. I love the size of it. I feel like it's the right size for my family anyway. It works perfectly. Within, you know, range to go to a bigger city, but... love not living in a big city. All the things like that. Those are some of my favorite things. Anyway, Charlie.
I'm sorry. I stopped listening.
I realize that.
Yeah,
yes.
I was eating these nerds.
Yeah, well.
Can this candy go with me?
You can have all of the candy, but
that's
I would appreciate.
It's a big bag.
It is. I appreciate if you take the wrappers off this time. I'm worried about your obstruction.
Oh, I learned.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
That one, I learned my lesson.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, no.
Steve,
what?
You ever had a bowel obstruction?
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know what the worst question is.
It kind of hurts.
Okay.
Makes your stomach hurt.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Steve.
Well, Charlie, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Steve. Steve, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you going to be alone?
Fair question.
Because I would like to come over.
You're not invited.
Why? You just want to be a loner.
No, I'm flying back to Illinois to visit family.
Oh, he's going to see
King
his PETA.
Family.
Yeah.
Oh, your dad, King PETA.
That's correct, yes.
And Big Bob, his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd sure like to have some of her cookies.
Okay, goodbye.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like all Forbes magazines, there's a lot of stuff here that sounds intelligent, and I don't know what it means.
Kevin James.
I just kind of skip to the pictures.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can check out the podcast if you missed any of the show. You can check it out, and it is free, and you can listen wherever you want to. And you also get the app. It's pretty simple, too, and that is also free. All right, if you'd like to play the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot, now is your time to call. 509-441-0999. We've got cash to give away. And we'll give you a hint on how much it is. I'll tell you. Well, I'll just tell you right now. It's more than $644. And all you got to do is guess it right. So if you'd like to play the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot, 509-441-0999. Call number 7. We'll see if you can win. Is it the best thing we do is to give away money? Just cash. Just
absolutely.
Go, hey, here you go. Here's a couple. I'm like, what was the last one? 998, I think, was the last amount we gave away.
I mean, the like trips are cool too.
I do
like it when we give away trips, but there's just something about cash. They
cash
say
is
it's king.
Yeah, that's what they say. All right, let's see how Jim does. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm going to win a jackpot. That's what's going on.
Good attitude.
I love your attitude.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's more than $644. So, what do you think is currently in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot?
Let's go with $656.
Let's do it.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Again, and I told Jim it was more than $644, so he went with $656, and here we go.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
$656, that's what we want to hear. $656 is what we want to hear.
$674.
Oh,
it went up big. Oh.
Yeah, it did go up big.
Yeah. All right, so $674, it'll be more than that when we play again at 9:30 this morning. All right, buddy?
Okay, appreciate it,
Jim,
guys.
Thank you. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
All right, we'll do it again at 9:30 this morning. Entertainment news brought to you by Amco, AAMCO. You're not in the market. Oh, man, you might be. Santa might be in the market, too, for some toys at your house, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Have we established a list at all, or is it too early?
Man, Amazon sends out that book now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this?
I have not, no. Not an actual book, or is it?
Oh, yeah. It's like a
like
soft,
a physical?
Softback book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it appears to be 1,000 pages.
Well, yeah, that's
and it's cost. Just jam-packed full of toys.
Sure. Well, I've never
so
seen...
So we say, hey, go through and circle the stuff that you want.
Yeah.
And it is unreal.
And maybe you've heard of some of these. I haven't heard of any of these because luckily I'm not in the toy buying era right now. Disney Crystal Surprise...
No clue.
Okay, it's like an egg, and you pop it open, and then there's like a surprise inside of a collectible Disney character.
Yeah, all the egg things
there's
are hot.
There's so many of those things.
What are the Hatchimals? And
then there's an LOL surprise,
yes,
mermaid.
One,
have you seen that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very familiar.
I guess it's kind of cool because you get a toy and then you also get a surprise on the inside, maybe.
A lot of stuff to lose.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Are they expensive or are they relatively...
No, they're not terrible. Okay. I'm sure there's some that are.
Sure,
You
yeah.
know what sounds expensive? Disney Crystal Ball
right.
or whatever it
Disney
was. What was it called?
Crystal Surprise.
Crystal Surprise.
Yeah.
It's like Crystal Pepsi. Remember those?
No, I don't think I do.
That was the white one, right?
Yeah, I don't know. What flavor? Was it like a...
Was it like a lemon-lime type flavor or something?
I don't know. It was clear, though. I think that was the difference.
Sure, yeah. That was their appeal.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a different flavor. I think it was just the... it just looked like, you know, like a Sprite or
sure.
whatever.
Didn't last long.
Didn't seem like it.
And maybe it was a different, slightly different ingredient? Was that it?
Let's say it is.
Okay.
Only that was a way.
I don't know. I don't know if your granddaughter's be into the Hot Wheels, but there's the
she
ultimate shark car wash, which is one of the many Hot Wheels sets, obviously.
Okay.
But that one, it seems to be particularly hot for this Christmas. It's literally just a shark-looking car wash that you then drive your Hot Wheels through.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Mr. Beast Lab Mutators.
Whoa.
Action figures with unique unboxing experiences where they kind of can change, and it looks like it's a laboratory. That's what the container looks like. And then there's kind of a semi-scary-looking beast. And Sesame Street Chicken Dance Elmo. That's way too annoying. It's basically just what it says. It's a dancing Elmo.
Yeah, I'm not, no thank you.
And then a Jurassic World T-Rex that has a neck thrashing, growling teeth, and even a destruction mode.
Oh, wow.
Plus, it can sync with the Jurassic World Play app on your phone so you can control it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, well, there's a kind of a look at what your Christmas toys might be for 2024. So, congrats, I guess.
Yeah. I think congrats is in order.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
This is bad news.
Okay.
Reba McEntire is in trouble.
What'd she do?
So, yesterday was Election Day.
Right.
And obviously, you know, she made a post yesterday, but not about the election.
Okay.
She made a post about it being National Redhead Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which, you know why?
Because it
was. She had red hair.
Yeah.
And she shared a red-themed post on Election Day, encouraging her fans. She did. No, she did not say anything about the election. She just said, long or short, either way, I love being a redhead. And she had two pictures of her with long hair, her with short hair.
Okay.
And then hashtag National Redhead Day.
Hmm.
So where's the controversy?
I don't know. I'm not quite following.
Let's make one.
I don't feel like I'm following it initially. What am I missing?
Lots of fans called her out for worrying about her hair on a tense, historic day. While others speculated it was a hint at her politics.
What?
She wants red to win.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
How dare her post a picture of her hair on Redhead Day, being one of the world's most famous redheads.
Totally, yeah, exactly.
Is she the most famous redheaded person, you think?
I mean, maybe who's still alive, right?
I mean, yeah, I always think of Lucille Ball, obviously long gone. But,
right.
I mean, if you're looking at all time as opposed to,
she's definitely top 10.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, if you're going to start naming redheads, I feel like she's going to pop into your mind.
Yeah, like right now, I do feel like she's got to be top three, Steve.
Oh, at least, yeah.
And I'm trying to think of who would be above her.
Maybe Prince Harry?
Mm. Okay, but I never think of him as a redhead.
I don't either.
Okay, all right, take it back.
How about
Ariel from Little Mermaid?
Yeah, if she was real. I mean, Emma Stone is a very big...
Yeah, yeah.
Nicole Kidman.
Yep.
I think Julia Roberts is technically a redhead.
Julia Roberts, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
None of them are really more famous than Reba.
Especially right now.
Yeah, she probably is.
I mean, she's on TV with a new series and is on The Voice, so I don't know exactly what your problem is.
Well, yeah, she might be number one, then.
Clearly talking about her political...
How dare she be worrying about her hair on a tense, historic day while others... We're, you know, suffering and having anxiety, worrying about things, and she's over here worried about her hair.
And finally, there's the story about Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood have a new song out called I'm Gonna Love You, which I'll play for you here in a minute. And they recorded the vocals, like typically happens, in their own studios. They send it to the producer. The producer then, you know, mixes it together and makes a song.
Right.
That's pretty standard operating procedure for most songs. And they didn't like it. They were like, it's just not working. There's a disconnect. So Carrie calls Cody and says, what would you think if we met in Nashville and we sang it live and recorded it and see what happens? Ooh. Cody's like, I'm all for it. Let's do it. So they do. They fly to Nashville. They get to the studio. They're in there. They record it live. One take. And that's the one you hear.
Wow. That's crazy.
Got to be pretty rare. And here it is for you right now.
Yeah. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin James.com.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They can't go anywhere without a bunch of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, you probably need to have somebody alongside.
Kevin James.
It's the reason Kevin and I, you know, make public appearances together. Kevin can't, you know, be by himself because he's got to have some sort of protection. And that's what I'm there for.
You are my protector.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Duh. By the way, Kevin, to very angry people on the text, like extremely mad.
Oh, no. Why?
When we were talking about redheads, they were like, Kevin, hello, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah, she's right up there.
Very mad at you. I mean, they're like...
Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, Conan's a good one, yeah.
Nick? Yeah, Nick. Nicole Kidman.
You know, oh, well, we said Nicole Kidman.
Okay, but I do love the fact that the I'm looking at a complete list now, and it's a picture of Nicole Kidman. She has blonde hair, which is very funny.
Yeah, that's the trouble with her.
Right? Yeah. Like,
Google,
Ed Sheeran might actually
Ed
be
Sheeran,
up there.
Yeah. Oh, Isla Fisher. Gillian Anderson. Amy Adams. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Julianne Moore. Yeah. Not more famous than Reba, though. Sorry.
No, they're really not.
All right, let's play a little game here. We're going to play a little Smart Bottom. Now, if you'd like to go see, you know, a little concert, a little getaway, a little fun, and I don't know why you wouldn't, we got Brett Young, which is fast approaching. That's on the 16th. That's a week from this weekend, a week from Saturday. And we've got a pair of tickets for you to the Brett Young concert at the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino in Airway Heights. If you want those, here's what you have to do. You have to either pick Kevin or pick me as the winner of Smart Bottom. You want me to grab it, Steve, or you got it?
Buzzword today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not smart bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I just
want
to make sure you had your brain in the right spot so you don't lose.
Clearly not.
And then have an excuse.
I would actually consider that a tell if I was a listener.
Perhaps
a tell, as we say in the bid. Let's see. Who do we have? Let me grab this one. Hi, Jane. Kevin Show.
Hey, Jim again.
Oh, Jim, hold on for a second. Did I grab the right line? No, I'm sorry. Jim, you're the backup. I apologize if I'd have just read. Justin.
Hey.
Justin, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, Justin, this is going to be the easiest thing you have to do today, I think. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get it right, but it is the easiest thing you have to do today. All you have to do pick me or pick Kevin. Who do you think is going to win this game? If you pick the right person, you get to go to the concert with whoever it is that you're going to take. If you don't win, everybody else listening is back in, and they can all have a shot at winning the tickets. So, again, we're going to do a buzzword contest here, and it's either going to be me or Kevin. You choose.
Let's go you.
Okay, that was an error, but that's okay. Hold on one second. We'll see how we do.
Well, we don't know, Jay.
I can't tell, Jay.
You can't tell? Well, I mean, lack of sleep, and then you're not feeling great. This could go. You know what? We could have the worst round of buzzword we've ever had.
Yeah.
All right, boy. Justin, good luck. Here we go.
Well, I'm glad we're playing this game.
You're right.
All right, so the word is fan.
Fan, okay.
Fan.
That will be in every answer, and here we go.
Correct. Okay, so the first clue is small, perfect for work.
Personal fan.
No.
Hand fan?
No.
Perfect for work.
Boy, this is...
Clip-on fan?
No.
All right.
USB fan.
Next.
It's desk fan.
Desk fan. Not a real thing. Next.
Okay. Spread apart to cover more ground.
Fan it out.
Yeah, fan out.
Kevin, I think you get that one.
I did, yeah.
Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Create or like one on Facebook.
Become a fan?
No.
Create or like...
Fan of something?
No.
Next.
Fan page.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Terrible.
Serious trouble is starting. I don't know if you'll get this.
Fan the flames?
Nope.
That would have been my guess, too, Kevin.
Three words. Does that help? No.
Serious trouble is starting.
Yep.
I don't know.
Jay is...
Next.
So, Jay is not... in the mood for this, Steve.
Well, it's a terrible card.
It is.
All right, you want me to do a different word?
No, we're going to finish it now.
We're not going to quit.
No, you don't do that.
All right, it was hit the fan.
I don't know what that means. Oh.
Well, it's part of it's a part of one. It's part of one, Kevin.
Never mind.
It's a full one. It's full.
It's like hit the fan.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Decorative and practical way to stay cool from above.
Ceiling fan.
Yeah.
What a dumb clue. Decorative and la 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 la. It was like a question for me at the show.
It was.
Oh, man.
Circulates air. Just wedge it in where the screen usually is.
Box fan.
No.
Yes.
Window fan.
Window fan is right.
That's called a box.
It's not what it says on the card.
I tell you, this card. Anyway, let's go. Here we go. It's 2-1, by the way, Kevin. You're not trailing.
Blows right to left, left to right, right to left.
Oscillating fan.
Oscillating fan.
Nope, wrong. Rotating. I knew it
was. 3-1.
Oscillating was right.
Yeah.
Join to learn more about someone you're obsessed with.
Fan club.
Oh, good one, Kevin.
Yeah, nicely done. It is fan
3-2.
Club.
3-2.
Stories written about another author's characters. That's kind of confusing.
One more time.
Stories written about another author's characters? Is that right?
I don't know. Fan bio, I was going to say. That's not even a thing.
I don't know if this is correct.
I know. Next.
Fan fiction. All right. Here's the last one for you.
I don't know if any of this card's correct.
making these things up.
In the bathroom to prevent
ceiling bathroom fan ceiling fan.
Hold on, let me finish. In the bathroom to prevent steamy showers.
Exhaust fan.
There it is.
Oh, Kevin, that's a tie. It's 3-3.
All right.
After all that,
do you want to do
so bad?
Okay, how about ear? How do you feel about ear?
Ear?
I don't know yet. Let's find out. Now, wait, are we gonna do a whole card? Or are we just doing like the best of three on this one?
It probably should be the best of three.
Because, I mean, we're going to run into where it just takes too long. Best of three, Kevin.
Okay,
ear.
Three.
Here we go.
Ear. Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Lend me an ear. Lend me your ear.
Yeah, lend me your ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
You weren't tracking with that one.
Summertime roasted delight.
Ear of corn.
Yeah.
Let's say it was me.
Okay, so it comes down to one.
It's a tie game and it comes down to this.
It seems fair.
Okay, pain inside your head.
Earache.
Yep, that's it. Nicely done, Jay.
Nice face, Kevin. Nice face. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Justin, how about that?
Nice. Good job.
Yeah. It wasn't our best round.
It was not. No, it took us a long time. Sorry about that, Justin, but the good news is you did win the ticket, so that's good.
Nice.
Hang on for a second. We'll get you all lined up. Steve, do we have another pair that we could offer up to anybody else who wants to call in?
You know we do, Jay. Actually.
Okay, maybe let's do that. Let's do so congrats to Justin. He's going to get to go to Brett Young. We have another pair of tickets we can give away. So let's make that a caller. What do you think, Kevin? 275 or?
Or let's just go caller 5.
Five. Oh,
yeah,
wait,
I'm changing it up now.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mixing it up. Call it 5-441-0999. Yes, sir.
Your ear is missing. It must be inside your head where you get earaches. What?
Wait, what was the clue? Pain inside your head?